The impeachment trial of the US President Donald Trump has begun. He's accused of abusing the power of his office for political gain and then trying to cover it up. Just before the historic proceedings got underway, a key figure made more explosive claims about the president's actions, and a federal watchdog declared the Trump administration had broken the law. From Washington, here's North America correspondent James Glenday.
Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
With the formal presentation of the articles of impeachment, the historic trial of Donald Trump began. Adam Schiff, one of the Democrats who'll prosecute the case against the president, started by outlining the allegations facing the 45th commander-in-chief.
Donald J. Trump has abused the powers of the presidency. President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election.
He's accused of doing so by withholding congressionally approved military aid from Ukraine in an attempt to get the Eastern European nation to announce two politically beneficial investigations, including one that could have damaged the prospects of Joe Biden, a top political rival who could face the president at the ballot box in November. Despite damning evidence, White House officials like Kellyanne Conway continue to maintain the case is unfounded.
The idea that you need the Ukrainians or really anybody else to help beat Joe Biden is as foolish as us needing the Russians to help beat Hillary Clinton.
The first days of the trial will be largely procedural. Ground rules will be discussed, and it's still unclear if the Republican-controlled Senate will allow witnesses to appear. Lev Parnas is one key figure the Democrats want to hear from. Overnight, he spoke out publicly, declaring he worked with Mr. Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani to pressure Ukrainian officials.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president. That's the secret that they're trying to keep. I was on the ground doing their work.
Until recently, Mr. Parnas counted Mr. Giuliani as a friend, but now the Soviet-born businessman is facing criminal charges and Mr. Giuliani has turned on him, calling him nothing more than an attention seeker and proven liar. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Republicans can't ignore Mr. Parnas' claims.
When I was in grade school, there was a sign that said, "What a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive." You see this more and more and more.
And as she spoke, the Trump administration suffered another blow, with a federal watchdog weighing in on a decision at the heart of the impeachment case. The Government Accountability Office said the move to withhold aid from Ukraine was a breach of the law. On its own, the ruling doesn't trigger any action, and it's unclear whether there'll be any serious consequences. Mr. Trump's most loyal Republican allies continue to insist that the Senate will quickly move to acquit the president of all charges so he can focus on governing and this year's presidential campaign. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.